This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Bicep 2 flexes its muscles. The astronomical community has been abuzz recently with the news that the Bicep 2 experiment has detected a signal in the cosmic microwave background, or CMB, providing evidence for the cosmological theory of inflation. But what does it all mean, and why are the astronomers so excited? It's worth beginning at the beginning, of the universe, that is. According to currently accepted cosmological theory, which describes the evolution of our universe on a large scale, the universe began at a single point and expanded outwards. This is the famous Big Bang. Ever since this theory was posited, astronomers have been trying to wind back the clock and figure out what was happening at moments closer and closer to the singularity at the beginning of the universe. The discovery of the CMB was a big piece of evidence in favor of the Big Bang, as it is essentially a snapshot of the moment of recombination, when the universe was just 300,000 years old. Before this moment, the universe was filled with a mixture of very energetic particles, essentially protons and electrons, and photons. The protons and electrons formed a plasma which trapped the photons, stopping them from propagating through the universe. However, as the universe kept expanding, it cooled, and the protons and electrons lost enough energy to combine with each other into hydrogen atoms. At this point, the photons were freed, and began travelling through the universe. This first light is in fact what we see today as the CMB. In the intervening 13-odd billion years, the universe has expanded and stretched out the frequency of the light so that we measure the CMB as microwave radiation. There were some problems with the Big Bang model, though. Firstly, the so-called horizon problem. In a universe that looks the same in all directions, such as ours, how did two regions too far away to be in causal contact with each other end up having the same properties? When we look at two different regions of the CMB that are separated by more than 13.7 billion light-years, which is roughly the age of the universe, they have the same temperature to within a 10,000th of a degree. The problem is that during the entire lifetime of the universe, light emitted from one region can't yet have reached the other one, and it would be extremely unlikely for the two regions to independently end up at the same temperature. In cosmological terms, this is known as reaching thermal equilibrium. Another issue is the flatness problem. We observe the curvature of the universe to be very close to perfectly flat. However, for this to occur, the energy density of the universe, including matter, radiation, dark matter, and so on, has to be fine-tuned to a very specific initial value, which seems unlikely. The third problem usually brought up is the magnetic monopole problem, which suggests that in the very early, very hot universe, exotic particles such as magnetic monopoles could be produced that would subsist today at densities high enough that we should be able to detect them. However, this isn't the case. Cosmologist Alan Guth was working on trying to explain this problem when he hit upon the theory of inflation. The basic principle of inflation theory is that at some very early time in the universe, space underwent an exponential expansion, growing at a rate much faster than the speed of light. This is thought to have occurred from about 10 to the minus 36 seconds to 10 to the minus 32 seconds after the Big Bang. After more work by Guth and other cosmologists, including Andre Linder, it was realized that inflation could solve all of the problems that have just been listed. Take the horizon problem. If all parts of the universe were in fact causally connected before inflation, they would be in thermal equilibrium. Inflation would then stretch the space at a rate faster than the speed of light, thus explaining how regions that we perceive to be causally unconnected can look the same. It also solves the flatness problem. Inflation makes it possible to have a flat universe with far less constraints on the initial energy density of the universe. Finally, you can also explain the monopole problem. If inflation occurred after some exotic particles were produced, then the exponential expansion of space would greatly reduce the density of these and make them extremely rare, which is why we haven't found them today. The first models of inflation were proposed in the early 80s, and many, many different models have emerged since. It turns out that there are plenty of ways of generating this exponential expansion. However, experimental verification was proving extremely elusive. Inflation isn't a very good idea, but it doesn't leave many traces behind. One possible way of detecting it is to look for the imprint left on the CMB by the gravitational waves caused by inflation. Indeed, as the universe blew up in size, this generated so-called primordial gravitational waves with a distinct signature. These waves propagated through space and would have been strong enough at the time of recombination to polarize the radiation of the CMB. Now, The main polarized component of the CMB is called the E-mode polarization, and that's caused by variations in temperature in the universe at the moment of recombination. These are known as scalar perturbations. The gravitational waves create what are known as tensor perturbations. These imprint a different type of polarization, known as B-mode polarization, into the CMB. The main difficulty, though, is that detecting B-modes is extremely difficult, as these are the faintest components of all of the CMB. This is where BICEP 2 comes in. Located at the South Pole, and the successor to the BICEP experiment, the BICEP 2 telescope observed a small patch of the sky known for having weak microwave emission for 2 years, in the aim of detecting these famous B-modes. On the 17th of March, the team announced that they had in fact detected these B-modes in the CMB. More precisely, they announced they had a value for R, the tensor-to-scalar ratio of the polarization, which compares the relative amounts of E-mode and B-mode polarization. They found a result of R equals 0.2, and stated that they also found R to be greater than 0 to a very high degree of certainty. This is an extremely exciting result, as it is possible proof not only of inflation, but also of gravitational waves, which have never been detected in such a direct manner before. However, caution is necessary. Confirmation of the result is needed from other experiments measuring the CMB before any conclusions about inflation or gravitational waves can truly be reached. The Planck collaboration, mapping the CMB from space with their eponymous satellite, is expected to release polarization data later this year, and new data from BICEP 2's successor, the Keck array, will also enable scientists to say more. Nevertheless, if the detection is confirmed, it is the first step in an exciting new era for cosmology and understanding the history of our universe.